to another episode of the Grey Area Podcast. Peace. I am Shakoya D.
Yeah, Breeze. It's your boy, Damani.
And we got a special guest today, guys. All right, so our guest today, first, before we get into our guest, if this is your first time here, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about, anything from love, life, food, travel, literally anything. Yeah, but don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. And yeah, we have a guest today. Sharad. So our guest is Sharad Levon. He is a photographer. He is a tall person. He plays basketball. He actually does music too. He about to start a YouTube channel, so make sure y'all follow him, subscribe to his channel. His information will be below whenever it starts, or you know, it'll be there at some point. But this is also our cousin. So welcome him to the gray area, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So we won't hold y'all for too much longer. What are we doing today? I mean, what are we talking about today?
Today is, are you operating as if your life depends on it?
Can you elaborate?
Please. In all actuality, your life depends on everything that you do. So, are the things that you're doing allowing you to, or moving you to the life that you want to live, or the best life, your best life?
I feel like that depends on, like, what is your best life look like to you?
Because so it's up to you. It's not, like...
Yeah, I'm just saying.
She's getting it.
I was going to say, because for some people, it might be like they already feel like they're living their best life. So, like, yes, their decisions and everything is indicative of them living, what was the statement?
Operating
as if their life depended on it. But I feel like for other people, it might be a thing of, like, I don't even... Like, I don't know, some people don't think that living their best life is an actual thing. So, like, they might be just operating just out of, like, day-to-day, not really thinking about what they're doing and not thinking about it like that. For me, personally, I feel like in the past I wasn't operating as if my life depended on it. Because I wasn't even comfortable making decisions. So, it's like, alright, well, life is gonna be life. So I just wasn't doing it. But now I feel like I'm operating as if my life depended on it. Like, every decision, every moment counts. I'm trying to be really strategic about things, but I'm also trying to just let, you know, life, universe, God do what it does and I don't know, help me move forward in the way that I want to go. But I had to pick a direction first.
So, was that yes or no?
I said yes. Hey, now. Yeah. Yes, now.
I was gonna say, I think for me, it depends. And I know we partially had this conversation because I was like, I think when I hear people talk about having kids, like, this is the idea of having kids, I'll be like, damn, that's a lot of pressure. I'm like, yeah, I can't make the same mistakes because, you know, it's somebody else's life. That I gotta, you know what I'm saying? But which is wild, but it's like, if it's mine, it's like, it don't feel like it's that serious, but it's like, oh, this is a whole human being. They don't even have their own thoughts yet. Like,
right.
But I guess they do, but whatever. But yeah, I think I'm working towards it. Just looking with the decisions I'm trying to make or that I'm making, and I think it's an interesting, like, I guess, question, because I don't think we look at anything that we do as if our life depends on it. Like, you don't think that you're cooking this meal because your life depends on it. You just think you're hungry most of the time. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, for a lot of people, you're not, when you're ordering out, you're not thinking that this is gonna affect the rest of my life. That's not how we most of the time we think about it. So yeah, I think I'm working towards it. I don't know if I'm fully there yet 100%, but on the way.
Word.
For me too, I feel like I'm working towards it. I think it's just a journey you're always going to be on. But I feel like I can say that moving more militant, I think I was talking to you about that before, is kind of something that I'm trying to do with, I guess, would be in that strategic phase of kind of just operating like every move does matter, because like you never know when it's your time. So it's like whether that move is risky or whether that move is something that's like chewing your heart that you just want to do, mm-hmm. whether it's walking to the light, like we're chewing, like it's just like whatever it is that we try to do is, can we just focus on that it's better in us in that way to give to the world than like whatever moment that we have now, rather than, you know, worrying about going to be life or death for now. It's just like mm-hmm. this moment presently is like that strategic factor kind of thing.
What about you? Before we move on to the next question.
I am on my way as well. Yeah, I'm on my way as well. Yeah, I'm on my way. Every day don't be... Actually, I'll be tired of making decisions sometimes. But overall, I know where I'm going, and I'm working on getting there.
I feel that.
How you were saying... Like being intentional, but still just being in flow. But I feel like you could intentionally be in flow. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. I have a direction, and I'm flowing through that direction. Yeah, I like that.
I feel like it's hard to start doing this, like operating as if your life depends on it, just because typically, like you were saying, people don't typically think about their decisions as, oh, this is gonna affect the rest of my life, unless it is like a huge decision. Like, we don't realize the smaller decisions matter as well, like even just as small as us trying to figure out what we're eating for breakfast. Like, all right, I can get the gluten and ruin the rest of the 3 weeks, or I can get gluten free and I'll be all right, like, for the next few days. So it's just like the little decisions, not realizing how important they are in your journey. But also, even though you're tired of making decisions, like, you just gotta still make the decision.
I was gonna say, would you say like the habits you guys are making now is putting you in that position though? Like, can you tell the difference in like your habits from previous times to now and where you're at in life kind of thing?
Yeah, I feel like I had habits, or I'm working to eliminate habits that I didn't even know was an actual habit. Like, it's so wild. Even with just packing to come here, it used to be chaos trying to pack to go anywhere for me. And like this time around, it was so much smoother. Like, I actually enjoyed the process and stuff like that. So I feel like I'm starting to change my habits so that they move me into the direction that I want to go. But it's weird because stuff is just popping up, and I was like, oh, that's actually like a habit. Like, I can change that thing. Stuff that I thought was just like, oh, this is just what happens. It's like, nah, you actually can change this.
Yeah. So, yeah.
With that, for me, I feel like it's habits and confidence, or like the belief that I can actually do this.
Like, really, confidence. It's all for confidence.
Basically. That's substantial. Nah, but now I actually believe it, that it can happen, that anything is attainable. And I feel like that's, for me, that's half of the battle. Like, at 75, 85, 95.3, just actually believing that I can do it.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think, and similar to you, I can feel the difference between my old habits and my new habits now. So like, the stuff that I used to do, I can spot it a lot more easily. And then like the stuff that I want to do that are more positive, is like I have an urge to do them more. So like, I think I'm just a lot more aware of like the decisions I'm making. I think that's really where I'm at with it. And I was gonna say, in regards to just everything in general, like, I think when you think about like your life depending on it, it seems so much more serious. And I don't think we're naturally, because like, if you think about, hey, like, if I don't shower, my life can depend on it, right? That's such a serious way of looking.
You're moving with a different
energy. It's like, hold on, now I have to do it. So I think it's by design to a degree, because like, I feel like it might be too much pressure for us to constantly think that every single decision our life depends on. Sometimes you don't need. Sometimes you can just make a decision just because you didn't, like, you weren't even really thinking about it, or like.
But technically, our life does depend on that decision, does. Right? Because it does. No matter what it is, it's just like, if I decide to step out the door today, or if I decide to sleep in, who knows what would have happened if I went out there. Mm-hmm. But I could be like, ah, oh, but I should have went and I missed all these things.
Yeah.
But that could have been your day. Just
but I was going to say, I don't know if we're, again, I'm not sure yet, but I don't know if we're, the intent was to always think about it like that. Because I think, like, it's a lot, it's a very serious mindset, right, to a degree. Because it's like, either I do this or I don't. And I think people do it. It's not saying that you, like, you can't do it or you shouldn't, but I just don't know if that's the best approach or not. I'm just still working on it.
I feel like if you're being intentional, you know your life depends on everything that you do.
But, I mean, yes, but I feel like for some people, if they constantly think about it like that, it could cause unnecessary, like, anxiety, and it might be to the point where they just stop making the decision.
Not really if it's a lifestyle thing.
If it's a lifestyle, mm-hmm. Yes, but I feel like that depends on the person of if this mindset or lifestyle would be beneficial to, like, how they are to moving forward. Because, yeah. Like, I feel like for us, yes, like, okay, now it helps me to be more intentional, but for other people, it might be like, okay, this kind of crippled my mindset because I was thinking too seriously about things and I started overthinking them.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it depends. I feel like it could work really well or it could possibly be detrimental.
Because, like, where's the space for, like, all right, when you were a kid, you weren't thinking about that, right? But I think, where's the space for the fun portion? Not saying you can't be fun and be intentional, but, like, some stuff, like, at least for me, there's been times where I had no intention of being in a space, but because I just happened to be in the space, it was like, I had more fun than I ever thought I was going to have in my life. I wasn't thinking that if I don't have fun, my life isn't going to depend on it. Like, my life depends on me having fun or not. It just so happened that I was here. I didn't necessarily intend to be here, but I'm here, you know?
I mean, you could be intentional and still leave space for spontaneity.
Yeah.
So it's like, I know I want to get here. As long as I get here, I'm fine. I was intentional about getting here. Now, whatever happens when I'm here, happens.
So, my question is operating like your life depends on it, is that, like, you operating in that mindset for every single decision, or is that just you operating in that mindset just generally throughout life?
At the end of the day, every choice has a consequence, good or bad.
We got 86,400 seconds mm-hmm. in a day. Mm-hmm. Make every one of them count.
Yeah. Message.
Yeah. Okay, so then how does that leave room for the spontaneity, though?
I mean, you choose to have a spontaneous moment. Like, you can choose to not.
Yeah. I mean, you can't.
Like, you can choose to not have and have the details figured out. Yeah. Like, that's a choice.
Yeah, that is. But, I mean, I think sometimes it's not. You good?
No, because, like, you choosing to have a spontaneous moment just takes away the spontaneity of the moment.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's like you didn't even, like, I feel like if you put that much, and it sounds weird to say, but if you put that much thought into it, sometimes you take away the moments where you don't have to put thought into something.
Okay, let's talk about, let's look from the lens of, we're going to a restaurant.
Okay.
We just go to a restaurant. We know we're going to this restaurant. We don't know what's on the menu. We don't know what we want. The spontaneousness of it all is, man, where we going? What's on the menu? We don't know what we're eating. It's either, yeah, we could get up and leave and we don't see nothing that we like, or we could sit down and thug it out.
Right, or we could sit down, wait for an Uber, or we could take a walk to the beach and see what's down there.
That too.
But I don't know what's there, but I just want to take that walk real quick because my ride going to be a little long.
Mm.
The spontaneous event just happened all in that 10 minutes. I don't know. Going to the restaurant. Going to the beach. Waiting for the Uber. You guys could have missed a lot. Or we missed a lot with you. Who knows?
But I just feel like that, I don't know, that doesn't sound like spontaneity. But I guess spontaneity includes you making a on-the-spot decision, and with that, a lot of decisions are technically spontaneous.
right? What if I just want to say, oh, I want to go on vacation anywhere? All right, go to the airport. Let me get the next flight out. Send me, I don't know, Colorado somewhere. All right. Here I am, middle of the winter. Not even dressed for it, but I'm there because that's it. I know I want to go somewhere. Just let the rest die this way.
That's right. That's okay. All right. I'm with y'all.
So the universe fills itself out after that.
So I feel like, in a sense, what was you about to say?
You good.
I feel like, in a sense, it can be looked at super seriously, operating as if your life depended on it. I think it just, it matters of your mindset, I guess.
Yeah, so for me, I guess it's like, if you're thinking of the context of the whole sentence, it's just like operating at my own, right? So for me, that could just be knowing that each moment I want to be spontaneous. All right, no matter what, I'm just not going to make anything harder than the decision. The first thought I have, I'm just going to take that. Why even think about it? I just want to live, just want to keep going, being present, being active, and just keep moving. So it's like doing that is something for me, but your operating system might be different to where you do take that time to second back, right? You do like, ah, I'm just hit snooze today, right? It's like, but that's not in my operating system. I'm up 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We out, you know?
Go on. That won't work for me. I tried the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and I started saying it in French, and it like wakes me up enough to like be able to consciously make decisions. But it doesn't wake me up enough to be like, I'm not going to fall back to sleep.
Ever. Right, but is your life depending on you falling back to sleep or not? For you, no, because you go back to sleep. If you had that intent, if it was something,
yes.
It doesn't have to be, though, because that's why you sleep.
Okay, mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I'll be having to have something to do in the morning in order for me to get up. Like, it's easier for me to go back to sleep if I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, if you don't have, like, an intention.
Like, if I'm not, like, right, okay, actually, this is what I'm doing when I get up. I'm going back to sleep because I'm going to have all them alarms still set. But I'm going back to sleep every time.
I'm a witness.
Oh, man.
And I was going to say, I think the phrase that I guess, the like, that your life depends on, I think the life that you want to live depends on every decision that you make, because I think If you decide, like you said, you want to be just spontaneous, I mean, that just, all that requires is that all of the decisions that you make be spontaneous. If you want to live your life in like a very strict way, your life depends on you getting up, eating this, doing this. So I think it just depends on like what you want for your life going forward, I guess.
I want a balance. I want harmony of spontaneity and some structure, like. I don't know. I'm moving towards it. I'm figuring out how to move towards it, but yeah. I don't know. That was my TED talk.
Yeah, I could be spontaneous. Well, yeah. Spontaneousness is, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to use spontaneity. Spontaneousness is, it comes natural for me. It's the structure that I'm working on. Like, actually being intentional. Because I don't want to make the decision. Y'all want me to make the decision. But
grown.
Nah, because then if I'm making decisions for other people, now it could be like, I ain't even want to do that. So you should have made a decision. Then I'm going to be upset.
Why are you making decisions for other people? What other people would you be making decisions for?
Anybody who with me.
Well, I was gonna say technically you can actually make the decision for them. They, like, even if you're making the decision, they gave you the power to make a decision for them, which isn't even your fault. So it's like you should just make the decision just for you. And it's like, hey, because at the end of the day, like whether or not they like it or not, that was their fault. Like,
yeah, like we say, what do you want to do today? And you tell us what you want to do, and we're like, all right, let's go. We made the decision to do what you want to do.
If we don't like it, we'd be like, well.
You should have spoke up. Yeah. Right.
He said, who told you to leave it up to him? Like,
yeah. I mean, I feel like with a lot of things, especially like that, sometimes we feel like we're making decisions for other people, but when you realize that everything is a choice, I mean, sometimes, all right. I'm going to talk in general terms because my mind got really dark for a second. I was going to say some things aren't a choice, but if you're forced to do something. But anyways, if you think about life, like, everybody has a choice. So, like, you're not, if they want to follow you, that's a choice. If they don't want to follow you, that's a choice. If they want to take Uber, it's a choice. If they want to stay home, that's a choice.
Right.
We all do what we want.
But, still be like, I got other lives here.
You not driving them.
I'm not driving them, but if you want everybody to have a good time, I mean, everybody's going to have a good time, but it's like. If I want everybody to have a good time, and I don't really care what we do. Now, me making a decision, the fact that I really don't care, I just want to be outside. Then I might just choose, all right, we just outside. And then later, be like, you know, I wanted to do this, this, and this. You should have said you wanted to do this, this, and this.
Yeah, but that's on them. That's not on you. And I feel like a lot of times with trips and stuff like that, or just like decisions in general, we think so much about everybody else that we lose sight of like what we actually want. Like, you want to just have fun? You just want to go walk on the beach? That's how you want to have fun? Like, worry about that. You made that decision. That's where you going. That's how Sharad operates.
I know. That's why it'd be easy if I'm with Sharad.
He'd be free. Like, I'm trying to get there. Like, because it's... We be thinking too much about other people. Like, it's not my responsibility to make sure that you have fun. That's your choice.
I can make all the accommodations in the world, but after that, I'm going my way.
Exactly. Like, that's just how it is. Because at the end of the day, and I mean, we talked about this even when we were talking about like community and stuff like that, and having an individualistic mindset and blah, blah, blah. But like, putting yourself first includes allowing yourself to have fun first before thinking about how everybody else feels about every single thing.
Word. You know, all I was saying was that you can't, at the end of the day, like, the decision for them to have fun is 100%. Like, even, like, nothing you do can make them have fun if they don't want to have fun. Like, that's really what it is. So it's like, if they decided to follow you, they decided to follow you. Nobody forced us to follow you here. We here.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you was like, hey, it would be nice if y'all came through. All right, we came through. You know, and just, we're just moving. It's like, if we're, and again, going back to the like original topic, operating as if your life depends on it. For you, it could be, I'm going to have fun as if my life depended on it. Because it's like, if I don't have fun, then, hey, this is it. Like, everybody else may not be operating like that. And that's cool. You know, that's cool. But as long as you are, then it's like, you'll probably get the most out of the experience.
Right.
Or... I agree.
So I have a question, and anybody can go first. What do you feel like it will take for you to actually start living like your life depends on it?
Loosen up.
Get to the gym. Work out.
Nah, I say just going with however I feel. Not in the sense of like reacting, but yeah, just be in flow. Don't overthink nothing. I feel like I've been thinking a lot. I've thought enough about the same stuff to know that, well, to be able to trust that whatever I'm doing is, I'm gonna be good. And so just keep going, keep moving forward. Enjoy it. Have fun with whatever I'm doing.
Yeah. What about you guys?
Yeah, just, I mean, similar to him, but just kind of just creating my experiences, creating what I want to do, not necessarily caring what other people think of what I'm making, like just making stuff just because I want to make it, create experiences that I want to experience, doing stuff, again, not completely without regard for how it's affecting other people, but like, I don't, like, not caring enough whether or not you like it or not, just making what I want to make and making what I feel and or being what I want to be and not really caring.
Just a side note, I was just thinking, if we didn't leave when we left yesterday, I didn't know I was that tired. Shut down. Cause yeah, well, go ahead. I was tired. My goodness, that I made a decision.
To sleep like your life depended.
I'm talking about to leave.
Oh, that too.
Y'all saw me in the Uber. I was between delusional and everything else.
I mean, Cole was having life talks.
Yep.
But I wasn't tired until.
Until you like sat down and let yourself you like relax, and then your body's like, all right, it's time to go to sleep.
Well, that was rough.
But yeah, for me, there was two things I thought about, but the first one was discipline. Mm-hmm. Just finding the right, I guess, structure in the same way to where it's like, whether it's I'm making it a lifestyle to live in that moment of that life or death kind of decision, intentional living, or just having the proper perspective on that any decision that I do make, I have to own up to it and hold myself accountable for that responsibility kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so that would be like the biggest thing I would say for me.
For me, I feel like just working on, like, I guess being rather than doing, and also just like trusting myself and valuing myself. So, like, I feel like in the past, I was so focused on doing things and instead of just like being me, like being, like, I feel like there's a, yeah, just me, Shikoye D. I feel like there's a level of freedom in just being who you are and doing what you love, but essentially, like, it's a part of being who I am. So rather than doing music and just like I'm being a singer, I'm being a songwriter, and just focusing on actually being it rather than doing what songwriters or singers do, like, and just trusting myself and my vibes and the feelings and just kind of going from there, making my decisions based off of that. Because I feel like in the past I was so focused on doing the thing or what looked like the thing that I wasn't actually being the thing. And then I was just caught up in that, I guess, cycle or that feedback loop of, I don't feel like I'm doing enough. But then it's like, I'm not really living life because now I'm thinking about just doing stuff that don't even really matter. So I think that's what's required of me so that I can live my life like it.
Like
what?
Like it's golden.
I like that. And to add to my point, finding the excitement and the stuff that I'm doing, mm-hmm. and reminding myself it's okay to be happy, it's okay to smile, it's okay to have fun, and it's okay for other people to see you excited about something or happy about something, yeah. and just having fun. Like, I be telling everybody, if you see me dancing in public, I'm in a completely different world. I'm actually happy. Like, if you see me dancing in public, I'm actually happy. So that's my goal. I just want to dance in public. Get to a space where I'm just dancing in public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's funny because, like, even in that, like, I think we have so many thoughts about what other people are going to think about. And it's like, we have no idea. We can't confirm it unless somebody tells us. Mm-hmm. Like, everything else is just, it's just speculation. Like, you be, whether it's the dance in the public, and you're like, I hope nobody, like, I'm having fun, but I don't want to look like the guy that's having fun. It's like,
mm-hmm.
like
even with that, every time I dance in public, either people start dancing with me, or I got somewhere, like, it led to me getting somewhere else, or everybody else having more fun, mm-hmm. or free stuff. Yeah, I always get something when I dance in public.
But it's so different when, but that, I feel like that's like the freedom of just doing what you want to do or being who you are, right? It's so interesting because when you do that, you start to see doors open or you start to have a different experience than you thought was initially going to happen. And I feel like I've been seeing that more and more in everything that I do. And I mean, it's weird.
Words, habitat, abundance.
But it's weird because, like, you always hear people say, like, oh yeah, stay true to who you are. But, like, you won't really think about it. It just sounds like a cliche. And it's like when you actually start, like, trusting yourself and just being who you are. It's like, oh, you get free stuff, or you start having fun, or like you just get a new experience, and it's cool. I like it. I like it here. You guys should try it.
Well, it is nice out here. Mm-hmm. Like, you should be happy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had a question. I was gonna say, I guess we kind of answered it, but I was, so if you guys feel like you're currently not operating, like your life depends on it, how do you think you're operating right now?
Yeah, this is my first time actually staying at Airbnb, and I could actually see myself getting an Airbnb, and with that, it'll be way better than like a regular Airbnb. Like your typical Airbnb, just because I care. So it's actually going to feel homey. It's not like.
Not just an aesthetic.
Yeah, like you're going to be able to feel like, oh wow, I do want to stay here. I like this. It's going to be clean. Like I'm actually put forth the effort. Because if I'm operating as my highest self, or as if my life depends on it, then I'm using everything in me to get to where I want to be, or get whatever result I desire. So actually understanding, okay, I am calm. I do care about people. I don't want to stay in an Airbnb where I don't feel clean, or I feel like it's not clean. So I'm gonna make sure my Airbnb, like people feel clean or safe in my Airbnbs. So I have no idea where I was going. I really lost it. But
you said operating as if your life depends on it.
Yeah, if I'm operating as if my life depends on it. I know my strengths, and I'm using my strengths to get whatever desired result.
Right.
And that goes with the path of least resistance, mm-hmm. because I'm operating within my strengths and using my strengths together to get to point A to point B, mm-hmm. and doing it again. What you gonna say?
I was just gonna say that goes back to like being yourself, like being who you are. You use those things, those parts of you as tools to further get to where you want to be.
That's a fact. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny, as we were talking about, like hearing you describe just operating as if your life depends on it. It's almost like the inverse of like living in survival mode, but it's almost, because like when you think about it, right?
Yeah, it sounds like you're like
living in survival mode.
Like live or die, but
yeah.
Not
good. No, but in exactly, because like when I was listening, I was like, this almost sounds like you're living as if like, hey, you can go tomorrow, or like, hey, if I don't do, like I have to make these decisions as if I'm living in a survival state, which is like the complete opposite of what we're actually trying to live in, mm-hmm. but I guess it's like just making sure that all of your decisions, I guess, have thought or
yeah,
have
like a purpose behind every decision. Like, I'm not just
I think y'all read it soon in chapter 3 of the Atomic Habits book. Mm-hmm. It wasn't survival mode, but he said freedom. I just read it. He's literally saying how like people who said they would stray away from doing habits that'll make them better, mm-hmm. because they think that having that structure isn't freedom, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like that same thing to where like having that operating system, mm-hmm. is either survival or life or death, mm-hmm. but it's like that intentional point of it makes it a bit different. It still gives you that freedom than mm-hmm. just living off the bottom means of that survival. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like making the decision. I feel like being able to make decisions, that's freedom.
It is a form of freedom.
Like, it's like, because I'm literally choosing. It's up to me. At the end of the day, it's up to me whether I stay up or I go to sleep. Do I answer when sleep calls? Or do I fight sleep? Am I going to eat before 12? I'm going to wait till after 12. And like, for me now, every day is different. I'm not, as long as I wake up with an intention, and I'm starting for me, whatever else happens after that, I know I'm good. Like when I was mixing the EP, as long as I was waking up and working on the EP, I was actually enjoying it, having fun. I had no idea what I was doing for real, but I had people in place to be like, just to give me some pointers. Or even if I'm just sitting there, mind you, I don't work till 4. I mean, I don't work till 8. If I'm up at 4, I have 4 hours to fumble my way through. But the fact that I don't know, I know enough that I'm not. I know enough of what I'm doing that I'm not stressing about. I don't know what to do. But now it's just a matter of sitting down and figuring out what I'm doing or how I want it to sound. And then like messing around with stuff. Like I had the base of it. Like my vocals was fine. Like the EQ and everything, but like the extra to make it come alive. Mm. Like to a point where I liked it. I got to just sit down and click through stuff. Because I knew the fundamentals of what I was doing for the most part.
And I was going to say, like, I think because you mentioned, like, just the freedom of it all. And it's like, I think part of it, when you look at it in comparison to living in survival mode, right, I think the freedom of it is there's decisions that you don't have to make if you don't want to make them.
Facts.
I think, like, when you're living in survival, which, again, your life still depends on when you're living in survival mode, but, like these are decisions that you have to make. Like, I think when you live on the opposite spectrum, it's like, if you don't want to make decisions, you don't have to make this decision. And it's like, and granted, your life still depends on whether or not you make a decision at all, but you don't have to make certain decisions anymore because you're in a totally different
world. It's like, space. Yeah. I got two things. It's kind of like, I guess, being the road to, I guess, thriving mode.
Like decisions, like that's what you're saying.
Yeah, like you living like your life depends on it, rather than it being survival mode. It's like just a roadmap to get to like the mode where you're constantly thriving.
I feel like when I say it's purposeful, so are you living in purpose or with purpose? Are you operating with purpose?
Yeah, and operating with purpose, but in everything that you do.
Right.
And then the other thing I was going to say was decisions, as far as that being like freedom and stuff like that, and the decision that you make, it really is, because not everybody even has the opportunity to make decisions. Like, some people can't make their own decisions about a lot of things. So being purposeful in your decisions and using the tools that you have to make your decisions so that you can have the best life that you want to live, that's a lot of freedom right there. But we don't always take advantage of that. And that's where we be falling short, or some people be miserable in their life or their lifestyle and all of that stuff. But it's like, you got to take advantage of the opportunities that you do have. So if you look at a decision as an opportunity rather than a chore, which most people look at it as a chore, then you're like, oh, okay, I can use this to get me to the next step or the next level or whatever. Hence,
I don't got to do it.
All right, you got me there. All right. But yeah, like, if you look at it like that, then like, it's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna live like my life depends on it. I'm gonna make each decision, I'm gonna be intentional about each decision. It's like, yeah, people fought for our rights to make decisions, so.
And I think when we talk about purpose, the purpose, your purpose requires you, like, is depending on you making certain decisions. Mm-hmm. So like, you can't get to wherever you're trying to get to if you don't make certain decisions. Right. Like, it's just not gonna.
And you can't make certain decisions if you don't know where you're going.
So you also gotta decide where you're going.
Yeah, that's a big one. I think most people don't. I mean, it wasn't until I got older.
She like, wasn't until like a couple weeks.
Me too. Yeah. Okay. I'm older.
I'm older.
But that's exactly, and it wasn't until I saw somebody say that. It was like, hey, like people get to where they want to go because they know where they want to go.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh yeah, it's like it's so obvious, but it's like, no, duh. Like, you have to actually make a decision about where you want to go, and then every decision follows.
It's like yesterday. Yeah. I didn't know where I was going. Just walking in circles.
And then once you was like, all right, we're going.
Even like when I found y'all on accident.
Yeah.
I was an accident.
I'll see how I never found y'all.
You actually did. That was funny. You actually did find us for like half a second. I waved and then you was like, all right, I'm going to go this way with Bear.
But that was at the end of my journey, though. Both meetups, I was missing. Yeah. It was 2:30 and 3:30. Where's Sherrod at? On the journey.
Yeah, I was somewhere else, so that's where I found
it. That's on my South Plaza. I'm still over here. I tried to get to it, too, and I'm like, I'm just going in circles.
You said I'm at Nova. I ain't seen Nova till 30, 40 minutes later. Yeah. That was cool.
It was cool. We're talking about Miami Art Basel, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We went to that. It was great. But that is also like, just like, I think yesterday was a big lesson of us putting ourselves first, number one. Because, like, we immediately just all, like, split up.
Yeah, after y'all came back from the bathroom, it was over. Right? We was like,
I'm going to start looking here. I don't know if everybody want to stay together or not.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start here. And then when they come back.
Are we going to wait or?
We convened and then.
We came. As soon as I got there, Bear was gone.
Yeah, he just dipped.
I was like, all right, y'all.
We was like, wait, we didn't say a time that we was meeting back up.
Me and Sherrod, we together.
Sherrod was with us at first.
And then, I got lost
at 3.5.
I seen Sherrod.
You went at first, and then I got stuck in there. My energy was like, oh, I like this.
And then you went to the yellow thingy.
I was still
looking at 3.5. And then the dude started talking to me, because he was like, how you doing? At first, when I walked in, I was like, I'm amazing. I was like, oh, amazing. Wish we could say to both. I wish we both could say that, something like that. And then, he was like, oh, you gonna go buy that one? I was like, yeah, how much is it? And he was like, 3.5. I was like, wow. I actually would buy it. So he said, you should. And I was like, so what makes this worth 3.5 million? And then he was like, oh, this is Robert somebody. He's one of the top artists from the 1980s. Then it was another one that was next to it. It was like black, blue, purple, pink, something.
I got a picture like that. It's a corner. I'll show you.
Yeah, I took a picture of that one too. That one was 120,000. But it was fire. And then I had the idea. Oh, Shakoya was like, when I found him the first time, she was like, you need to raise your prices.
Facts, because I was looking in there like, y'all selling folded paper for $300,000?
It's wild that we all was looking at the same picture, because I'm like, these lines are smashed straight, though. I ain't even going to lie, these lines are perfect.
Because they got the perfect straight lines. That's what they got. The
straight line.
$100,000 for each line.
This is worth $100,000. More than $100,000. And people actually bidding on it.
Yeah, but it's probably because, again, the artist probably decided, like, hey, I'm gonna sell this. Let's see if I can get away with this. I'm gonna sell this for as much as I possibly can.
Right.
And, hey, they just, universe like, all right, let's see. Somebody gonna buy it for $300,000?
I'm gonna sell this for as much as I possibly can.
Like, right.
I mean, that's what happened with the digital assets, NFTs.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will buy it. You have to set the price. And just like we were talking about, like, it's not negotiable. This is the price.
Well, I saw on Instagram, there was this homeless man, I guess, he was painting a lot, whatever, but ended up branding some guy, and then he helped him get into, like, an art studio.
Mm-hmm.
Sold one of the paintings for, like, $60,000, a couple other for, like, $5,000, $10,000 here and there, but he was just homeless, and now he's selling paintings for his prices. He could have probably been selling for $100,000. So a couple people got them paintings, don't even know they worth how much now, right?
Probably got them for like
$10. Happiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like, that's the thing. A lot of times in life, we also sell ourselves short, so we don't make the decision to move forward in whatever we decided, like whatever path we decided we wanted to go on.
I feel like we probably be operating from survival rather than thriving.
Mm-hmm.
Just because if we selling ourselves short, a lot of times we just working to pay bills, or this is just to do this, this, and this. I'm not thinking of this grandiose number.
I think we sell ourselves short because it's like we don't like it's a lot harder to sell yourself or your product short when you realize it's a one of one. Like if you're a one of one, you're not gonna sell this for a happy meal. Right. Like, this is, like, now you can't get this anywhere else. And I think we operate when it comes to, like, our gifts, our talents, whatever it is, ourselves. Like, oh, somebody can get this somewhere else, so let me just sell this for whatever it is. Like, nah, you're not going to get it anywhere. And so that's why the person who's selling the folded piece of paper for $300,000, nobody else is gonna do it. Like, somebody else can do it, but they're not operating like somebody else is gonna sell it for that much.
When y'all see my folded papers up for $3K, and then for $3 million, just know it was Shaquille D. It's gonna be my signature. But what I was gonna say was, I don't think it's always even that either. Sometimes it's just like fear. Like, sometimes it's a self-esteem type of thing too. Because a lot of times, like us, there's a lot of things that we're doing that we never actually seen done in our lives, like amongst the people that were around us. So like
80% of what I do.
Right. So like
an EP, a project.
But even just putting stuff out on a podcast. Even just putting stuff out on
my truth. Being honest. Sorry, my best. Stay personal. Get personal.
But even like just something as small as me releasing my stuff on all streaming platforms. I didn't know anybody that had done that before.
Or me telling people that I'm actually nice. Like, you can do with that as you please. I'm actually nice. Yeah. Like, everybody used to call me cocky, conceited, arrogant, if, like, when I said it, so I stopped. But now I have to say it. Like, if I'm choosing that this is what I'm doing, I'm not saying it to brag or boast. Mm-hmm. I'm saying it because I know what you're thinking. I just want to let you know, I agree.
But that's the thing, like, just being authentic in who you are and like, using that to move forward, even though it looks scary. Like, you can't...
Terrifying.
You can't keep selling yourself short because you're scared.
Yeah. And, again, even when you say it, even being honest, like, it's a rarity to be honest. That's why people, like, that's why a lot of times we're attracted to people who do things where it's, like, it's so authentic. It's like, I wish I would have done that. Because, like, a lot of people will say that because they never... I couldn't, like, this was a thought that I had, but I would never say this out loud. Right. It's like, nah, you can say it. Like, there's nothing stopping you from saying this out loud. Granted, there's consequences, but hey, you can say whatever, you can do whatever. It's just a matter of, like, if you want to do that. And then also in regards to, like, just the, whether it's the painting, whether it's us selling ourselves, it's like, worth is subjective. Mm-hmm. So like,
and you create your worth.
Exactly. So, and it's like, if you feel like whatever, if you feel like your stuff is worth $10, it's fine. If you feel like it's worth $1 million, that's fine as well. Like, nobody can tell you that it's not. People can tell you that it's not worth it, but if you don't believe it, then it's right. That's up to you. So
that's very true.
Now I'm using my actual name for my art. It's still being art wrong, but the artist is Devontae Marcel. That's now elegant. That's $1 million name right there. $1 billion, pardon me. Stop showing yourself short.
Right.
$1 billion name.
My son, LeBron.
I was thinking of the exact same thing.
But yeah, that's real though. Because like, in a lot of things that we do, us specifically, like, we set our own prices. And a lot of things that a lot of people do, we set our own prices. Even if it's like, you like time and stuff like that. Like, you're setting your own price.
The restaurant, sorry to cut you off. Mm-hmm. Most restaurants' food don't be that good. But if you go into a restaurant, ain't no way you, if this is my restaurant, ain't no way you gonna tell me I'm not paying $20 for a burger. Regardless if it's good or not. If you got the burger and ate the burger,
you
gonna pay. So it's like, I feel like it's like the same thing. Sorry to cut you off.
But even still, like, when you look at menus, if the menu don't have a price, you automatically know it's left be expensive, right? Or you go in there, you look at the menu, you see the price. If you decide to order, you're agreeing to that price.
Right.
Like, they're not negotiating in the back. Like, all right, you don't want to pay the 20. Alright, how about we do 16.5 instead? Like, nobody's doing that.
And I'll give you an extra refill.
Right, like, nobody's doing that. So, like, why do we do that with ourselves or with our art or with our time?
I think it's because we can visibly see people, like, either dislike it or like it a lot of times. Like, so, especially with people that are close to us. So, like, if you make a shirt, right, and you're like, oh, this is, to you is the best shirt in the world, but you see how people react to the shirt, now you're like, oh, maybe it's not worth what I think it is. Maybe it's not as good as I think it is. Versus like the owner of whatever the fancy restaurant, they might be there one time out the week. And it's like, and all they know is that somebody paid for this.
Right.
Like, they're not thinking like, oh, this was trash. Like, now you paid for it, so hey. Like, it clearly, it has to be, I have evidence to show me that people like this because people buy it. Right. So it's like, for us, we're looking at it like, we made it, so maybe it's not as great as whoever made it. And people are reacting to it negatively. The people closest to us are reacting to it. They aren't reacting to it how I think that they should be reacting to it, so maybe I'm wrong. I think we just kind of like doubt our own.
For me, I think it's a part of that too. But I think you could narrow it down to simpler, to where like people's just knowledge on money itself. And just, you know, like you said, knowing your own worth, but that same objective. Like for me, it was like, I've always hated salespeople because of how they come off, not realizing I've been a whole salesperson myself all my life, because like I have to sell my brand, sell my ideas, sell whatever. But it's just like, I guess certain people's integrity and what they're positioning, that's where it comes in. It's like, I don't know others' experiences, but I think that can play a role too, to where, you know, somebody's always selling you something or whatever it is, and then you come to your own prices, and you're like, ah, people always try to get me for this, but I'm not really comfortable. Now, I don't want people to do the same to me. Like, you know, you can have all these experiences with the money, and then, you know, I used to charge real cheap for my photography, not realizing, and then I go and see other people's work, and I'm like, they charging double what I do, but their work isn't even close. Yeah. And it's just like, I had to learn those lessons too, where I was just undercharging myself. But there's stuff that I like to do for free too, like there's opportunities that I'll give discounts and everything else too, but I still was undercutting what I was worth, just because I was just like, ah, I don't know if anybody, I'll pay for it, but I don't know if anybody else will. And it was just that doubt, so that confidence also helps too then.
Yeah. I feel like the confidence is a big piece, like just confidence in yourself. But I also think that a lot of stuff that we're doing, from an early age, we're not taught that this is a profession. So everything that brings us joy is looked at as a hobby. Or even if it's like, I might like this, everybody be like, how you gonna pay your bills? I didn't say anything about bills. I just said I like doing this, and I could see myself doing this forever. And then, go ahead.
A wise man once said, they tried to tell me this a hobby, this a
way of life.
Yeah.
Watch Lit Ricky Bobby on a Vegas night. Mm-hmm. Great advice.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you spend, make sure you make it twice. Attracting real friends and real ends, not just major hype. I'm punching like a Frasier fight. Business owner. Look like I showed to me when I've been a owner.
What was you about to say, help me?
Oh, yeah, no, I was just going to say, I think we talk about this a lot, right? A lot of times we look at when people say, oh, money is the root of all evil. So it's like, if money is the root of all evil, I can't do anything that I enjoy and make money off of it. That don't make sense. Like, how can I do that? Right?
Which is
why. You
just stumped my whole story in one word.
But no, that's really, it blew my, when I found it out, I was like, dang, this really blew my mind, because I'm looking at money like it's a bad thing. So how can I do something that I love and make money off of it? Like, it doesn't make sense.
I think it was designed like that. Like, it was definitely designed like that.
But I think it was designed like that, and it also sucks because that's not even the quote.
It is.
it's the love of money is the root of all evil. But also, if you're taught that and establish your relationship with money from that, like, that's what you grow up hearing first. Like, that's your first encounter with the idea of having money. Then from there, it's like, it's hard for you to move forward and be like, exactly like, oh, I love doing this thing, I can't make money off of it. And then you get the starving artist like phase and all that stuff, and it's like you trying to figure out why people paying for other people's stuff and not yours, and it's like, well, their relationship with money is not the same as yours. Like, that's what I've been working on, because I feel like in a lot of ways with starting Crafts by Co, also because I didn't really understand the structure of like putting together a business and actually pricing and all of that stuff. I feel like I was looking at it like, you know, okay, well, they charging this price and maybe I should charge a little bit less because, you know, I just got here. Nobody really knows these products, like their quality. Just undercutting my prices too. And it's like, no, make your money. Like, people want this stuff. People are paying for it.
and just keep expanding from there. So, but I definitely think that starting your relationship like that is, for me, I've been working on my relationship with money, but like that was pretty much like, I feel like a part of my introduction. I don't remember that being the exact introduction, but it's a part of it because you hear it constantly in your life and then you're trying to figure out how to change that and thinking it's going to be overnight. I'm a billionaire. You say it to yourself 5 times. I'm a billionaire. But then realize your relationship with money isn't good. Yeah. So now you got to do that work. So yeah.
And it's just hard to, like, because we see so many examples of people doing, like, people doing good things but not getting paid for doing good things. So it's like, all right, what I mean, if I do, you're trying to do something good for somebody, but like, all right, you're doing something good for them, but if you get paid for it, now all of a sudden it's not a good thing anymore because you got paid for it. It's like, nah, you should do this because you're my friend. Nah, you hooking me up, this is a great deal. It's like, so you should pay me for it. Like, it shouldn't be because, like, I'm doing a good thing, so you would think you should pay me for it, but we typically associate, like, all right, you're doing a good thing. You shouldn't do it for money at all if it's a good thing, because it's just for the good. Like, this is for the love. Like, why do you need to get paid if it's for the love? And it's so backwards, but...
Yeah. And it also be like, them same people be willing to go somewhere else and pay that price that you want or more. Like... A lot so more.
It's not even worth what he's doing.
And it may not be the same quality. It may not be, but they'll go out and pay that stuff. But because you they friend or whatever, they're like, yeah, nah, hook me up.
That's tied into that relationship with money. Like, I would tell certain people too. You know, whether you smoke weed, you go out and drink, whatever it is that you do, whether you gamble, whatever outlet that you have to spend money on, play video games. There's always something that you're putting money to where it's like, is that really a priority that's getting you forward, right? And it's like, people will make time for that, but can you make time for the things that are actually doing you justice?
And people don't. But that goes back to, like, people prioritize, like, you gonna, how does it go? You make time for the things that you think are important, right? So you're gonna prioritize the things that you think are important, but those things might not even necessarily be beneficial to you. You just see them as important.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like for me, in changing my relationship with money, I had to start prioritizing certain things differently. Because if I'm getting out of a consumer mindset and I'm getting into like my boss mindset or entrepreneur or artist mindset, however you want to look at it, I can't spend the money the same way that I used to. I can't spend it on things that, I don't know, just don't really, like, make sense. Like, sometimes every now and then you want to, all right, you could treat yourself, but sometimes we have a habit of just spending money subconsciously in a way that doesn't benefit you literally at all. You just keep getting this thing.
Or I get hungry as
like hungry hippo?
Nah, he hungry.
Like, I get hungrier as like more money I get. Like, you know, I got extra money. Let me just
order out. I don't feel like
order two meals because I do want this, but I also want this, and I can compare the two and see which one is better. So when I come back,
I know which one I want. But that'd be me too. Like before coming here, I literally had to fight the urge to order food every day. Of the week, I was like, y'all sure y'all want to just order something? Y'all want to cook, huh? Because we went grocery shopping already. All right, I guess so. Y'all sure? Because we could just order breakfast. You know, we ain't ordered dinner, so we could order breakfast. Like, but, I mean, yeah, I'd be hungrier too. I think I'll be lazier. I just be wanting to pay for stuff. But it's like, if I'm trying to get out of, like, just consuming things, I gotta... Yeah. Gotta think different. I gotta get the discipline and just.
If your boss life depended on it, you wouldn't be making certain decisions.
Like, right.
You're moving as if that was.
As a boss.
He just hit him.
I'm just saying.
As your boss. They don't be cooking everything.
But
they don't.
They be doing a lot of eating out.
But the thing is, you gotta recognize that you're getting in. Like, I'm still getting away from the consumer mindset. Like, my mind could say boss right now, but, like, looking around in my pockets still say consumer.
So I have a question.
Uh-huh.
How do we live the life that we, how do we experience the life that we desire and still
work towards it.
But I think that's I don't know that you could do that at the same time, right? Because I think that's where the living like your life depends on it comes into play, right? So let's say
I gotta pause. Repeat what you said again.
How do you experience the life that you desire while still working towards achieving that life?
I know what you mean.
He didn't send it to sentence, and so I was just trying to make sure we was all on the same page. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was gonna say I don't know if you can experience them at the same time, right? Because if you are still working to get to, like, you didn't get to the destination yet, or whatever. I guess not destination, but that aspect of your journey hasn't begun completely yet. You're still in the transition of it. So you might be able to experience particular aspects of it, but to fully be immersed in that moment of I'm a boss, I can order food constantly, I'm on the yacht today, next week, and the following week, like, type of thing, I don't know that you can do that if you're still transitioning. Because at that point, you're trying to skip steps, and then it could possibly kind of set you back a little bit.
I talked about this slightly on another pod, but just like the gap. Okay, all right, if we're talking about just money, I mean, abundance in general, right, they'll be like, all right, well, you want to experience this, like, oh, you're not, go ahead, it's like, spend the money, you know you're going to make it back. But if all of your habits are in contrast to the life that you're trying to live, I don't know if you can get there and still be like, hey, let me just spend the money, let me just buy the stuff, let me just do the stuff. Like, you're trying to do the stuff without actually doing the other stuff that goes along
with it. I think you low-key can. I think it was in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, where it was like, he was talking about the son, he had a quarter, and he was upset that he lost a quarter when he got to the store, but he was only upset because he didn't know how he was going to make it back. Yeah. So it's like, if you have that ability to know you have a gift, whatever it is, that you know you can make something, it's like, you can kind of experience it because it's like, oh, I know how to do this. I know I'm going to make the money back. So I'm going to go do this anyway because I know that this gift is going to be right there for me to make it all back.
But I feel like that's like, that goes into experiencing parts of it, right? But if I'm still, like, for me personally, it's like, I know I'm going to get this back, but instead of saying I'm going to spend this because I know I'm about to get it back, I'm trying to get in the mindset of I'm going to invest this because I know I'm about to get it back anyways. Like, I'm going to put this towards this investment because I know I'm about to get it back in cash regardless. So I'm going to put it towards something else that's going to move me forward. And some of it might become like, yeah, I'm going to spend this here and there, but, like, just making more, I guess, wiser intentional decisions so that I can start to experience the thing. But I think you have to continue to move. You got to still move forward on the journey so that you can actually, like, get there. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be you fully immersed in the experience most of the time.
Well, I was going to say, I think, and I mean kind of going to this point, I think in general, at least how people talk about it, you can experience all of it now. Like, it's not like you have to wait to experience. Like,
time is in my ear.
Okay, yeah. And regardless, like, when you think about, we talked about this from one of the, it was TikTok I saw, it was like, when you can feel the feeling before you actually get to whatever you're doing. Like, mm-hmm. So you can, if the rent is doing 3 days and you're like, I don't know how I'm going to pay the rent, but, and you can feel bad about it before the day is due for the rent. So I think, and you can do it in reverse and feel like, hey, I can feel good about spending this money. I can feel good about whatever before you actually get the money. So I think that's what they're trying to do. It is hard to do, though. I'm not going to.
Scratch everything I said, people.
Feeling is the secret.
Feeling. Yep.
I wouldn't scratch everything.
So just add on top.
But it's the mindset. That's new. Yeah. Is like, for me, it's like, I got to get out of a particular mindset so that I can start experiencing it. Versus like me staying in the same mindset and then it's going to be a different experience.
You're never going to get there.
Yeah, it's going to, yeah. Exactly. Like, if I'm still in the same mindset, I'm not actually going to get there. So I recognize that since I'm still transitioning, I'm not going to be fully immersed in that experience because my mind is still partially on consumer. Like,
so. Yeah, but I also feel it's just the switch of, like you don't, if you decided today that you wanted to paint, be a painter, mm-hmm. right? there isn't really a transition from you not being painted to being painted. It's just you getting up and starting to paint, right? No. So, like, you can experience it, like, in terms of you being a boss. Like, the switch from you being a boss from a consumer to a boss.
It's a thought itself.
Yeah, literally. It could just be, and the transition is as big as you make it. So, like, the transition could be, like, I'm a boss, right? Like, when you decide to be gluten-free, you literally woke up one day and was like, I'm gluten-free. And then from there, it wasn't like you had to, I mean, granted, you had to make some steps to, like, to stop eating gluten. But, like, from there forward, it was like, you are gluten-free from that day forward.
But I feel like for me, and I'm literally just talking about for me. Yeah, like,
depending on it, on that decision.
Mm. What, gluten-free? Yeah, it did. Mm. So, for me, and just speaking for me personally, like, yes, the gluten-free was easier because it was more like a switch, right? But for right now, the thing that it had, the reason why it hasn't gone from like a switch from consumer to boss is because I haven't decided what I want my boss to look like. Like, what that version of me looks like, what that version of me does. I've decided certain aspects, but I haven't completely figured out what direction that is actually in. Mm-hmm. So as I'm figuring that out, I'm getting closer and closer to it, and I think I'll be able to do like the whole switch, but it's more of a longer, I think, decision making thing for me. Yeah, for that,
it's gotta be more specific about where you're going. Yeah.
Right, but I want it to be still authentic to who I am, and not be like I'm switching into somebody else's version of being a boss or being an entrepreneur and all that stuff, because I feel like in the past I would have done that.
Right. You and me both.
In the past, I've tried to do that, and it didn't work for me. So,
yeah, I agree. I think that's important. And all I was gonna say was in regards to, because in your original point when you talk about like what it looks like to operate as if your life depended on it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you decide what you want, as soon as you start, yeah, like literally, it's like once you decide, now everything you're doing technically is everything you're being is mm-hmm. you're being a boss now, because like you already decided to do it.
Yeah, and I feel like it kind of also goes back to like in the Tom Cavett's, where he was talking about every decision is a vote for the type of person that you want to be. I really, that hit home for me. So like, I feel like now I'm trying to be careful, make sure my votes are going in the direction or towards the type of person that I'm working towards being, or that I am actually, you know.
Can you see a version of yourself like in the future right now? Like, can you envision that version of you?
I got muscles in the future.
That's great, because too. I was thinking about how I'm looking, working out. I'm like, yo, I see just me just built.
I was like, up. I don't got a shirt on. I know that.
Absolutely.
It's funny you went to that. But yeah, in general, do you see a version of yourself that you're striving to right now?
I see aspects of her. Like, she's having fun. She's on vacation. She's on an island somewhere. There's a certain freedom. I think I can feel that person a little bit more with every decision that I make.
Gotcha.
I feel like the vision that I had previously was partially one that I created, but also partially one that
I know you believe in the partial experience, so
yeah.
We gotta get to the feel it all now and whole.
So like,
we'll get it all together.
I can see a future version of me, but I don't see it 100% as clear as I want to.
Well, talk to that man. He said he see it now 100%. He believes in it.
It's all part of me. Decide.
That's my bad.
Busting out the shirt.
Decide. Yeah, I'm not going to have a shirt to bust out of. So, yeah.
Kamani just going to buy a shirt so he could go.
That's why I got to move somewhere with warm climate. You gotta keep it healthy, can't be getting sick, laryngitis. Yeah. Yeah. But once I decide what it is that I'm doing, what it is that I want to do, it's easier for me to see me doing it. Just because now I'm not asking for permission or asking anybody to validate what I'm doing. A lot of the stuff that I'm doing and I want to do, I've been wanting to do it for, I'm almost 30 now, so back in my day, 19.
Oh,
no, I've been wanting to do the same thing my entire life, but now it's just I'm not looking for anybody to say, okay, you can do this now, or this is how you do it. I'm just doing the stuff, and I'm meeting the people who can show me how to do it more efficiently. And I do with that as I please. So do with that as you please.
And I feel like as I'm starting to, I guess, allow my mind to open up, I'm starting to see other aspects of what I like to do as being a part of the future version of me as well as the present version of myself, and realizing it doesn't have to look a particular way. So now I'm just shaping what I want that newness to look like, because I was in a box, and I realized now that I was in a box. So I'm getting out of that box.
Word.
But yeah, I'm starting to shape that world. Because I was operating in a box.
I was living in a lab.
I was doing that too for a while. I was doing that too. So I'm shifting everything. I'm just shifting everything.
You're in a paradigm shift. I like it.
A what?
Paradigm.
I was like, paradigm? What is
I really thought that was something. I'm like, what is that?
I'm in paradigm. I'm just trying to speak words.
I'm like, that's new. What is that? Okay. But yeah, I am.
Paradigm.
Yeah, you're in a paradigm shift. Yep. Mm-hmm. Paradigm.
How does that happen?
I got it. You dig a hole and you go through the tunnel.
It's a paradigm.
You dig yourself. Tunnel. Yesterday.
Yeah, we did. Went to the tunnel.
I don't know what y'all talking about. But okay. But yeah. Do you guys feel like you're in a paradigm shift?
I feel like I finally decided what I wanted. Like, it's very clear. I don't know if I'm in a paradigm shift, but I definitely have made a decision about a lot of stuff. Like, actually knowing what it looks like, at least knowing the silhouette of what I actually want. Now I say, oh, all right, now this, I want to do this. Can't really do that. I want to be, if I'm healthy, the mind wouldn't be doing this. Healthy, the mind would get this.
And sign your cookies.
wouldn't do this, right? Only had one. I ain't have a box. But healthy the body would do that. Healthy body would work out.
I did, but I had three.
I had one.
And I had three.
You know, but it's all good.
I'm trying to eat mine, but I got back in time.
Oh yeah.
Well, it just makes it easy. And this is kind of what they were talking about, the time we have. It's like having the structure, you think it makes it limiting. Like, I can't do certain stuff. I can't be spontaneous. But it's like, nah, like I can do it. It makes life a lot easier because I don't have to think about like the structure of certain stuff. So now I have more freedom to make other decisions. And
right.
It's like, oh, if this isn't benefiting me, then I don't have to do it. It's like, let's just don't do that. Do this.
Yeah.
So a paradigm shift, tends crazy things are happening. Would y'all say?
Yeah.
That's what makes sense in my head. I can't really define a paradigm shift.
Yeah, but just but crazy things that happen. Yeah.
I see things happening. I know things are changing. So paradigm is like your reality. No word, paradigm shifting.
Bob Proctor. You should know.
I know Bob, but
that's all you're talking about.
I know how to use the words, but I'd be trying to get actual definitions.
I'm trying to really get down to the deep end. Mm-hmm.
So, because he be throwing them out there. I understand, because that's how I learned a lot of my words.
Impeccably.
What?
Like, I just be throwing them out there. I hear it one time, and I'm like, okay, context. Got it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's how. You know, your paradigm isn't shifting. Your back hurt because your core weak.
Gerard, you feel like you in a paradigm shift?
I do. But I said that earlier.
Yeah.
Mm.
And we shifting.
Definitely.
It's wild because I feel like things are happening at a rapid pace.
Yeah, I see it happening.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know, maybe we're at the 33 degree mark.
Okay, I'm headed to the fifth dimension.
Hold on, though.
Yeah, I was in two totally different spaces.
talking about
the fifth dimension.
It's the same thing.
I guess so.
But yeah.
You can't see the degree change in the weather.
Yeah.
You just feel it.
Word, you can't. You don't know what dimension you're in. You just roll your eyes.
Guess we see 2D and 3D. We're going to move past that.
So, yeah, things are happening. And things are happening very quickly. And I feel like in the past I would have been scared because things were happening very quickly.
We did this before. That's what I be telling myself. Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
You came here.
You finished what you was going to say?
We've been here before.
Oh. Yeah.
It needed to be said twice.
Oh, okay.
So there's no need to be scared because we did this already.
I know, like, in the past, I feel like I would have been scared, but, like, now I'm just like, yeah, let's do this. Right. Like, for real. I'm actually having fun designing my world and what I want it to look like because I don't want to give that power to anybody else anymore. Like, I don't want anybody shaping my decisions or my future or anything. So, I don't know. I'm enjoying the journey. I'm at a phase where I'm really enjoying the journey. But did you guys have any other thoughts about paradigm shifts or living your life as if it depends on it or anything else that you guys want to touch on?
Welcome to the fifth dimension.
All right. Well, thank you guys. Once again, thank you, Sharad, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Once again, make sure y'all follow him. His information will be below. Also, follow the Great Area at Great Area Podcast on not all social media platforms, but on Instagram. Don't forget
TikTok.
Instagram and TikTok. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. If y'all got any topics, or if y'all just want to say hi, comment below. Also, let us know if you feel like you're in a paradigm shift.
Paradigm, don't get it twisted.
If you're in a paradigm shift, or if you feel like you're living like your life depends on it or not, just comment below. And we will talk to y'all next time. Bye!
Adios! Yeah. Oh, pardon me. Stay blessed, stay black, people.
Peace to the gods and goddesses.
Word.